The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
We are back here, the second half of the show. Will Levis joining us at the bottom of this hour, the great quarterback from Kentucky as they get ready for Ole Miss. This Pat is up next.
Hello, Paul. Haven't talked to you in so long.
Hello.
But I wanted to call and say that I respect what Jim has to say, but I just think he was wrong about Betty. She just kind of got on my nerves a little bit. Anyway,
well, you know what she did? She fattened me up for slaughter. She told me what a big fan she was, and I'm buying it hook, line, and sinker. And then she came in with a punch.
I know.
I didn't see it coming either.
Now, I wanted to ask you what you thought about my Tigers last Saturday. They did escape. It was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know, Pat. I only watched the game on television, and I was on a plane, so I'm not sure I got the full Jordan-Hare Stadium experience. But the part of the game that I saw, which was the second half, was the worst hour and a half of football I've ever watched.
On both sides, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And anyway,
if it had been NC State and Duke, I wouldn't have watched it. But since I was curious about Auburn and Missouri. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Augie, the paralegal from New Orleans. Hello.
I tell you, Paul, that Betty, she was grilling you. She wouldn't let you get a word in.
Yeah.
You were trying to talk, and she was not letting you get in like a good prosecutor.
Yeah, I tried to ask for a break so I could go outside and consult with my attorney, but she wouldn't let me.
She would not let you, and boy, is she protective of Dumbo or what, huh? She would not.
And by the way, she quoted me saying a few things that I frankly have never said, but that's beside the point.
Well, you see, she does have some lawyer in her.
Yeah, she really does.
And we need to get her and Matt together. What do you think? They could be the Texas A&M caller duo.
Yeah, I figured we would have heard from Matt by now, celebrating that big win over the Hogs.
Yeah, you know, Matt was getting beat up by these Arkansans, these hill people, and they were like, this guy's an idiot. And, well, look who's an idiot today, huh, Paul?
Yeah,
Matt is sitting on top of the mountain.
Yeah, the Sam Pittman for governor train has slowed down, hasn't it?
Well, let me ask you this. You always had this guy on the show a lot, and he was always smiling and oh, shucks. And what about Drinkwitz? What's up with him?
Well, he's got some serious problems right now. I mean, he's a colorful cat, man. We always like talking to him. I wonder what his mood would be today.
Speaking of colorful cats, there are a lot of teams this week that were better off last week. App State, for example.
Oh, yeah.
They got beat.
Sure did.
Tulane's no longer unbeaten.
No.
Oklahoma, Northwestern got beat by Miami of Ohio. Did you see that?
I mean, Northwestern's is a disaster.
Well, speaking of disasters, what about Michigan State?
What happened to them?
They got clocked. What was this? They got beat by Minnesota 34-7.
Oh,
so what about this Mel Tucker next? You know, in line for Nick Saban job. I guess that's going out the door.
Yeah, the Mel Tucker, Mario Cristobal, the obvious replacement for Saban took a hit. And by the way, Cristobal was really high on that list of coaches.
Well, Sarkisian didn't do so well himself.
Yeah, he
either.
Lost.
I mean, Texas Tech.
And can we all give an amen to Brent Venables?
I got
told by the Okies how great this guy was and how he would turn the program around and blank Lincoln Riley, and they lose to Kansas State at home.
And the week before, Kansas State lost to Tulane. Tulane lost this week to Southern Miss. Therefore, by 80 degrees of separation, Southern Miss beat Oklahoma. How do you like that?
Yeah, no, and by the way, I mean, can't you wait? Next week is the big – I was in Dallas the other day, so everybody's already excited about Oklahoma-Texas. No better rivalry in the country. The two SEC schools in waiting, and they both lost 2 weeks
they
out.
They both blew it. Yeah. But here are some teams that people have high on their list, and they barely escaped. Oregon barely escaped, and yeah. USC barely escaped. Well, and in my opinion, yeah. Michigan did not play like a top four team this week. So I think, yeah, those are some really
Augie, the bottom line is this. There are three great teams in the country, or very good teams, and the rest are just getting positioned to lose whenever they get to the next level.
So third best team in the SEC, Paul, I say it's Tennessee. What do you say?
I am going to withhold judgment on that because I think they're...
That is a chicken answer. You've got to come on. You've got to base it on today.
Here's why I'm holding off. Originally, I thought it was Arkansas, which I was wrong. And now I need to see... I need to see the winner of this Kentucky-Ole Miss game.
You really think either of those teams
yes.
could beat Tennessee?
I do. I do. Tennessee has been very impressive, but their competition will go up in the next few weeks. They have a visit to your place next week, and then they take on Alabama. And I just want to see how they do against the better teams. And I'm not saying LSU is one of the better teams, but it is a test to go on the road and win there.
Well, I got to say this about Brian Kelly real quick. They are making improvements week in, week out. They're getting better. Granted, they played New Mexico. And I don't know if you saw any of that game. New Mexico's a dirty team.
I really did. I failed to watch.
Well, they're getting better. Now, are they good enough to beat Tennessee? I don't think so. If they beat Tennessee, would I fall out on my chair and go into convulsions? Probably, but I'm really starting to have some strong optimism for them. And I got to say, Brian Kelly, so far, things are going great. Now, could the wheels come off? Absolutely. I am not jumping in any bandwagons, but I am pleased.
And you're calling
up to this
me
point.
Out for being a namby-pamby with that, with that lawyer word salad there? Come on.
That's true. Hey,
I mean,
Paul,
I gave an honest answer. You gave me a bunch of gobbledygook.
We will not beat Tennessee, but we will win seven games this year.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, it used to be nine, now it's seven. Let's continue with more calls. And Spike, who is up next?
Spike.
I like that name.
Well, maybe not.
Like it even more. Hello, Spike.
Paul.
Hello, Spike.
How's the ship running this afternoon? Fair winds and steady as she goes.
Yeah, well said, Spike.
Good. I've got some comments and a couple of questions for you, Paul, if I have time.
Fire away.
Okay, as far as Jim and Legend, have they been friends of yours for a long time?
I've known both Jim and Legend for probably 15 or 20 years.
Wow, that's pretty good. Wow, I would count those as good
probably
friends.
Probably longer.
Wow. I've known some buddies from Athens for 40 years and more.
Well, Spike, I appreciate you telling me that. That was very interesting to hear. AJ is up next. Hello, AJ. Are we on a 6-month delay here today? What's going on? AJ, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, good. AJ, tell me something about yourself.
Hi, I'm 9 years old. I live in Florida, Santa Rosa Beach.
Where in Florida do you live?
I live in Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay, well, be careful. You got a bad storm coming up there.
Yes, I know. I have a question about Alabama.
Okay.
Why is Alabama in second instead of first?
AJ, first of all, you constructed that question very well. It's a good question. And the answer is this, that we were all very disappointed with the way Alabama played against Texas nearly losing the game, so we demoted them. And I declared Georgia the greatest team of the millennium. So then they laid an egg in victory. So we're not really sure. I think it could change again as the season plays out. Alabama has some really big games coming up. This week against Arkansas, yeah. The next week against A&M, and the following week against Tennessee. Meanwhile, Georgia has a really bad stretch of games coming up. Missouri, Auburn, Vanderbilt. So I think it's entirely possible. Alabama looks great, and Georgia is sloppy. You could see that go back and forth.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, AJ, and you be well. AJ was a were you that polite and
never.
And sapient at nine?
No.
I'm still not that polite and sapient. Let's continue. Mike is in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mike is in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Going once, going twice, sold to the man in the blue hat. Let's take a short break, and we are coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back here. Will Levis will join us in a few minutes. Can't wait to talk to him again. We've had a pretty good relationship with him over the months. And he's heading to Oxford this weekend. Let's check out Michael in Georgia. Hey, Michael, you're on the air. Michael, are you there?
Are you talking to me, Paul?
I am. Assuming your name is Michael.
Yeah, I'm here. I couldn't hear you coming through. Real quick, I mean, you've always been a Southern gentleman. And when J.K. called after you thought he wouldn't, you know, and he owned up to his woeful prediction of Miami over the Blue Raiders, you just, I think you stomped him a little much without giving him props for calling in at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, we Southern gentlemen are above that.
You're right, and I owe J.K. an apology, and as soon as he recovers from the beatdown that Randy and I gave him, I'll give it to him.
Well, when you do talk to him, tell him that you decided to change Blue Monday to Blue Raider Monday, and I think you won't forget.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks for the call, and you're right. I normally don't do that. I just felt like it was okay with you, wasn't it? I felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. We rarely get a chance to beat up a Miami fan for losing to the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. You can't waste a once in a – this is the University of Miami here. Remember the greatest team of all time, the U, turnover chain, all the things that we've been force-fed for these 20-odd years by the players who used to play for Miami and who used to be relevant. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And you're so right. Brylin is up next.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Brylin.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm really excited about Tennessee. That win over Florida was huge. That's the second time I've ever seen Tennessee beat Florida, so it made my day, and I really think that we can really compete with Alabama and Georgia and maybe make a run at the SEC East.
Well, Brylin, I hope you're right. Can't wait to find out here in the next few weeks. You be well and get some rest after that win. That was huge. Ian is up next. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? Hey, I'm with my buddies in my living room, and we're going down to Oxford this weekend, and we're really excited. And we're just here to reinforce and give you a guarantee that the 11 a.m. start time and local time in Oxford is 100% better for the Wildcats, because all the students in Oxford will still be asleep. And you know, you've seen the pictures on Twitter that they can't fill their stadium, but now we're going to walk in and win by 30 with Chris Rodriguez back. Is the 11 a.m. start that much better for us, Paul? Because I think there's not a question in my mind.
I think the general rule is that 11 a.m. favors the road team. I can't tell you that there's absolute substantiation or data to back that up, but it just feels like that. And, you know, having been to the Grove many, many times, and one thing about the Grove, when we do our show, we're there early. I've been there as early as probably 5:30 in the morning, and it's a fairly late awakening part of the world. So that is an extremely early, because not only do if you do get to bed before 2 or 3 in the morning, you want to get up and go out to breakfast in Oxford, and you can't do that when you have an 11 a.m. because you have to start drinking at least a couple hours before the game.
So, all right, fantastic, fantastic. So how early should we get to Oxford, just kind of see the Grove? Heard it's overrated. We'll see for ourselves. Are you saying 7 in the morning?
Hold on a second, guys. When are you going?
Well, we're driving down from Lexington Friday morning. We're going to spend the night, and so we're ready to be at the Grove at 6 a.m. Saturday if need be.
Well, I don't know. Well, here's the deal on the Grove. Will you be there Friday afternoon?
Absolutely.
Well, plan on coming by to see us. We'll be there. Our show will be on at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon from the Grove. And the thing about the Grove, I think, I can't remember what time it is, because it's 5 or 6 o'clock when they let the cars come in. So there won't be really many people there until late in the afternoon. So it will be quiet, and you can walk around and see it in all its splendor, and it's a spectacular place. I will tell you, I've made a commencement speech in the Grove. I've been there countless times, and it is one of the prettiest places in all of sports.
Now we're really excited. We'll make sure to stop by and say hey. We might have to sleep. We might have to sleep on the set if that's all right, so we can get.
Yeah.
I think
we have a couple of cots in our bus we can let you hang out in. So don't give that a second thought. Hey, thanks for the call. Lexington meets the Grove. This ought to be interesting. Charlie in Brooklyn. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. So glad to hear it. You know, I mean, I'm going to keep my question pretty simple. How about the way they threw that ball this past weekend?
Yeah, it was definitely a different look, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like this weekend, you know, I you could get to the A&M game, but for me, it was just like something felt different in the air. I don't know if it was a sort of cosmic thing, but everyone, me and my friends were watching the game, were saying, I feel like they're throwing the ball a little bit different this weekend.
Well, I think they were. Listen, thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. How about Bill in Houston? Hey, Bill.
Hey, Paul. First, I wanted to say I thought that was a great interview with Billy Lucci.
Thank you.
He is not just because I'm an Aggie, but I always hear kind of the straight truth from that guy. I wanted to follow up with something he was talking about. A&M has by far the youngest starting roster in the SEC. We're playing 14 underclassmen starting. And it's amazing to me that we could pull off a win against an Arkansas that was fielding like one underclassman, 10 juniors and 11 seniors. And I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen a case where a team as young as A&M's has really seriously contended for the SEC West?
I think it's extremely difficult, Bill. And yeah, that was a significant win. And I think now it's incumbent upon Jimbo Fisher to capitalize on it. And you know, you can make the App State game irrelevant by winning at Mississippi State, in my mind, because that means you have survived a really difficult stretch of Miami in theory, not in reality, but in theory, and then Arkansas and Mississippi State on the road. And I think it sets up for what we hoped was going to be a huge showdown in Tuscaloosa. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. We have a guest around the corner, so we want to go to the break now. Will Levis, the star quarterback for the University of Kentucky, rejoins us here in a few minutes.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So we were watching Tavion Robinson during the break earlier today, and we're assuming that our next guest was watching it as well, Will Levis, the starting quarterback at the University of Kentucky. As we say hello to Will. Will, I don't know if you – I assume you heard some of that. What was your reaction to the comments of your teammate?
First, thanks for having me, Paul. But, yeah, it's he's a great dude. I didn't get to watch the whole interview, but I think most of what he said was accurate, so that's good.
you will confirm that Tavion said you're all business in the huddle and you run a good ship. Well, I'm glad you do, because you've had an amazing season. Certainly, the last game made some people nervous, even though you had 4 touchdowns and more than 300 yards. Fans always get nervous about these type of games. Take us through playing Northern Illinois, a team that didn't even come in very highly regarded. What was it that made that game closer than maybe it should have been?
Hey, that's a great football team, first and foremost. I think that their record doesn't represent their true ability. And we knew that it was going to be someone we're going to have to game plan very hard for and be on the nose for on all things that we did. And the flow of the game was a little different. I mean, each of us only touched the ball once in that first quarter. We each had like 7.5-minute drives. We had a 16-play drive, which was awesome. And then I think on offense, we did a great job of just handling the situations that were put in front of us. Definitely some plays we wanted to have back, and I know the defense feels the same way. But we scored points when we needed to. And towards the end there, it did get a little did get a little scary with that onside kick. But I mean, any win is a good win, and we're never going to be upset about winning.
That's something I'm glad you said, Will, because I think fans and media people, we're guilty of being theater critics as opposed to realizing that the main objection is to get out there and try to get a win. And if you don't do everything perfectly, you deal with it afterwards. In relation to that, let me ask the question that you've probably been asked and you will continue to be asked, and that involves your teammate Chris Rodriguez, who we haven't seen and we're expecting to see this weekend in Oxford at a pretty appropriate time, considering how good Ole Miss is. What can you tell us about his return?
Yeah, we're excited. We know that whether he was with us or not, we were going to be able to get things done like we have been. But he's just such a great weapon to include in the offense. And I know he's been itching to get back out there, and he's been practicing his butt off and preparing mentally as hard as anybody, staying in shape and making sure that he's ready for his return. And even today in our little Monday practice we just had, he was out there on a mission. And you could easily tell that from watching on the sideline. And He's going to make sure that he's ready, and we're just pumped to have him back.
We hear this all the time. You know, you hear it on the NFL. You hear it in college ball, where the quarterback and the receivers, they're on the page. They're not on the right page. Can you explain what that means to those of us who have no earthly idea what we're talking about when we say that?
I think it's just kind of there's just a relationship and a chemistry that you have to have that just clicks at one point, and that just comes with preparation, and it's a result of all the work that you've put together in the offseason. I think that working on things game plan wise, it's nice that most of the stuff that we are doing in a game plan is stuff that we've been working on since the spring or even the winter. But then there's only a few things really per week that we need to kind of lock in on and understand that this is something we haven't done yet and that we need to really work on for these few days of fast practice before we get to the weekend. So it's a product of all the off-season work, and I'd liken it to just knowing what each person is doing and being on the right timing and the right kind of timing location that each other has, and that's all I could really liken it to.
Well, when you have someone like Chris, and you've got other good receivers too, I don't want to say that, but you have an additional one, so it gives you more options. Does it give you a more of a comfort level? You're a very confident quarterback anyway, but describe what that means to have someone of his ilk on the sides.
Yeah, I mean, Chris coming back, he's going to be able to make some plays and break some runs that I think will be able to open up some of the play action game. I think that a lot of our offense runs through the play action, and it's not going to be as effective if the run game isn't working to the level that we want it to. And we know that Chris is going to be able to keep people on their toes with his effectiveness running the ball. So the run game paired with our pass game is very, very important to keep in mind.
Let me ask you about this weekend, because rarely do we ask players about other coaches, but Lane Kiffin has this reputation. He's developed so many incredible quarterbacks, as you know. When you watch a game coached and called by Lane Kiffin, he has a coordinator as well, but he's a big part of that offense. What do you think about him, and what's it like to play a Lane Kiffin-type team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach. I think his track record speaks for itself. I've never been able to develop a relationship with him. I've only been able to watch his teams play on television, but it seems that the quarterbacks that have played for him have absolutely loved playing for him, and he gets his guys ready, and they're as highly ranked as they are for a reason. And we're going to go down there and look forward to playing a really tough football game. And anytime you're playing an SEC game, you know that you're going to have to bring it, or else you can get surprised. So to go on the road and to have kind of that motivation to go down there and make our fans proud to produce in an environment like that is really exciting. I mean, we did it once against Florida this year. I mean, I have more fun in away games than I do at home games, I think. So I know he's going to bring it, and he's going to prepare his team just like we are.
Well, you know, the media talks about the rankings, and this is an unusual game. When you think of Ole Miss hosting Kentucky, and we're in unprecedented times here with Kentucky being a top 10 team and Ole Miss right outside of it. Do players think about or talk about stuff like that very often?
No, it's really cool. I mean, I saw that clip that Tavion said that this is the highest we've been ranked, since 1977, which is cool, really cool to think about. But at the same time, you can't really think about that stuff. We're going to prepare, and we're going to make sure that we're ready for games, regardless if we're unranked or ranked first in the country. So it really doesn't matter. It's cool to acknowledge, but it does add a little bit more of kind of an energy and a little bit of motivation, but it's not going to change the way how we prepare.
And finally, I know quarterbacks keep up with other quarterbacks. We always see it after the game. It looks like you guys all know each other, and sometimes you really do. You're at camps in the summer, and you get to, and sometimes you're recruited together. But when you're not playing, and you know, your games are all over the map, this is an 11 o'clock game. You play at night. You play in the afternoon. Are you able to forget the focus? I mean, I guess if you have a game coming up, it may not be as easy. But do you watch the other games?
Yeah, I mean, when we're in the hotel Friday night, and if it's a night game on Saturday and Saturday morning, by the time you get to the hotel, the hay is in the barn. If you're not prepared by then, good luck. You know, you got to make sure that you're ready before you even get there. So that allows us to kind of have some time to not even have to stress about the game and relax and watch our buddies play. I mean, I'm always watching Penn State whenever I can, obviously, with all the buddies I have on that team. But then the relationships I've been able to make with a lot of the other quarterbacks around the country this past year with some of the camps and stuff I've been to, it's been really cool to follow their journeys and to wish them luck and to congratulate them after big games.
I'm not to violate quarterback confidences here, but do you text and keep up with these guys during after a game during the week? Is that allowed for you to consort with the enemy?
Yeah. I mean, as long as we're not playing them the next week or something. But if it's someone in a conference I don't play, I'm quick to congratulate someone. But I mean, I got to know most of the other SEC quarterbacks at the Manning camp this summer. And they're all awesome dudes. And when we're not playing them, I wish them all the most success. But when we are, I hope they don't have their best days.
You know, and by the way, we act like, you know, whether you're wishing somebody having a good day, that's probably as much as a quarterback has control over a game, you really don't have any control over what the other quarterback is doing.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, sitting on the sideline, a lot of the time, you're kind of debriefing the last drive or talking about thought processes for the next drive. But a lot of the time you're just kind of able to sit back and watch football. And most of the time I'm just watching our defense and how they're playing. But when you get a good quarterback on the other side who's dealing and is making good plays, I mean, I'm a football fan along with a football player. It's cool watching good quarterback play.
When it comes to Sunday, I'm sure you have some time on Sunday that's not just locked down. I mean, there's so many SEC quarterbacks all over the NFL. And not only that, I mean, we had Brady and Rodgers yesterday, Mahomes, everybody is watching, Tua and Jalen Hurts, guys like that. Are there certain quarterbacks that you try to pay attention to on Sunday?
Not really. For the games that I am able to watch, I'll usually try to put on games of guys who I'm close with, either through Penn State or through here that are playing. I was watching the Jaguars game yesterday just because Luke Fortner, our center last year, is their center this year. So, I mean, whatever game I happen to turn on, then I'll definitely pay attention to the quarterback play. Was really impressed with Trevor yesterday. I think he's come along a long way. And but it really just depends kind of what game is on, and I'll watch anybody. I think I can learn from anybody regardless of the level of their play.
And, Will, I feel like I'm just asking a bunch of fan questions, but clear this up for us before you go, because we tend to obsess on these early games. There's a perception that it takes the home field out, makes it easier for the road team, that a lot of people do not like it. This is an 11 o'clock start in Oxford this weekend. Does that make any difference to you when the game is?
I mean, we talked about it today. Our hotel is an hour away from the stadium, and it's an 11 o'clock game being in Central Time Zone. We're going to have to be getting up before 6 a.m., you know? And for a lot of guys, people aren't waking up that early on a regular basis. So we made it a point of emphasis just even after the game on Saturday, telling guys, like, it was a late game on Saturday. It's going to come before you know it, next week's game. So get ahead of your sleep. Go to bed a little earlier. Wake up a little earlier. And I think as long as just guys have the right mindset and are focused, then it shouldn't be an issue. But it is something to think about for sure.
That's interesting, Will, because as you said, I keep trying to remember, you're a college student, and of course you have to get up early for practice and for training. But as a college student, 6 o'clock to me, I may have seen that coming in, but I never saw 6 o'clock waking up. Congratulations on knowing that time of the day as a young man. Hey, thanks, Will. We'll see you this weekend in Oxford, and have a great week of practice.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Will Levis. I forget in Oxford, because there are not a lot of there are a lot of new hotels, but no coach in his right mind wants to let his team stay in downtown Oxford with all the action going on there, so they stay an hour away. Usually, sometimes they stay in Tupelo. I don't know. It could be Memphis, wherever. It doesn't matter. But that's an early start for the Kentucky Wildcats this weekend. We will take a short break, and we are coming back right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. And let's check out Jeff, who's been holding on patiently from CBUS.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff.
Hey, this Ole Miss at Kentucky, Kentucky at Ole Miss game, to me, the burning question of the week is, Roman Harper going to be down in the Grove on Friday?
I'm sure he will.
Okay, are you going to take advantage and have him and Stoops on the set together?
Oh, well, so I doubt seriously I don't think Stoops will be hanging out at the Grove on Friday afternoon.
Well, come to your set. Why don't you set it up? Because let's see how big time, Roman Harper really is, other than just his clothing line. I'd like to see the two of them kind of square off a little bit.
Well,
that'd be
had
good
we,
radio
you
know, and TV.
I mean, we'll probably be in Kentucky at some point this year, so I think it would be more appropriate, considering I doubt, based on what Will Levis just said, that the Wildcats will be within an hour distance of the Grove.
Okay. I just wanted to see if Roman Harper wanted to call him soft, right there on the set. That'd be radio gold and TV gold. Yeah,
I mean, Jeff, do you have a blog critiquing media people?
No, but I like to hold them accountable. You know how it goes. Hey, speaking of holding people accountable, where's your lapdog legend, the self-proclaimed
he happens to be on hold right now.
That's good, because when he comes on, ask him about that lock of Tennessee. He needs to quit telling his picks on your show, Paul, because what's he batting, about 33%? I mean, the guy misses two-thirds of his picks. Does he move to Vegas? Because if he is, these casinos
hey, Jeff,
are going to be remodeling
quick,
all
quick
their
question
casinos.
Here. I'll
off
let
of
Legend mop the floors with you a little bit later, but have you ever made a bad prediction?
Oh, he can mop whoever's floor. He'll be mopping the casino's floors because he doesn't have any money left.
Oh, I don't think Legend's the kind of gentleman who would bet more than he could afford to lose.
Well, he probably bets $10 at bet game because that's all he can afford. But, I mean, why didn't Daryl call in and rip on their coordinators because they had a tight game this weekend? I mean, that's the funny part.
Jeff,
I'm sure Legend probably
thinks hey, Jeff, when I was a kid, there was always, somebody that was in the neighborhood – I was a kid, so I didn't really understand all this, and my mother would refer to them as a busybody. I mean,
yeah.
you are the classic busybody. I mean, you talk about this
well,
one, that
mean,
one,
Paul?
That one.
There
this
you go
one,
again,
that
just like
one.
Squirrel said,
I
mean, you're protecting your boy Legend.
Why are you so affected by what? I mean, do you realize that Legend calls this show because it's fun for him? It's entertainment. He's not the poet laureate of Ohio,
about other people.
Like you claim to be.
Well, there you go.
How come Jim doesn't call? How come Danny Sheridan isn't on? I mean, is there this list that you wake up every morning as you're going checking all your home sites, seeing how much money you're making? Does that list ever shrink down to a handful of people? Because, you walk in here every day.
Well, why is there a handful of people you protect, Paul? Why are you protecting him?
The only people you don't talk about are those those protected souls of yours, like Herbstreit and a few others. Everybody else is, that guy blew that. Roman Harper this, Jordan Rodgers this.
They like to come on there and be all,
talking heads at ESPN. They should all be guillotined because they got a prediction wrong. And poor Legend, Legend's a fun caller. He's not a grouch like you.
Okay,
are.
Well, I'm glad you like to have him call. It's pretty obvious. I mean, you're just probably slobbering his on hold the way it sounds.
Well, I am.
I just want to call him out.
I can't put myself in your shoes because I don't know what it's like to be a big shot homeowner, developer, lumber specialist, guys. When you pull into Lowe's and Home Depot, man, the president comes out to greet you. I mean, they've got your favorite latte and pastries. I mean, guys, we're just average Joes here on this show, Jeff. We're not at all as up there like you are. And to me, Legend's fun. Well, I can't wait for Legend to call in.
I'm just sorry I'm calling out your boys. I mean, it's pretty obvious you want to protect your boys.
Legend, of all the people in the history of this show, Jeff, Legend doesn't need me. I mean, frankly, I would have put you on the phone with him, but it would be like a boar chasing a one-legged mouse.
You do what you want, Paul. I just came in and told you what I thought.
I wouldn't want to humiliate you in front of your family.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead and protect him and go ahead and pat him on the back when he comes on and just all that good stuff. But I just think it's comical how he's wrong.
Legend is next.